This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of sanity right here on The Real Side. I do say, I feel like this is a session sometimes, like, right? When lay down, we gotta talk, yeah. You still hate your mother from being a child, yeah? Yeah, I mean, really, that's how I feel sometimes. I actually had somebody send me an email and I said, Messini, you gotta knock it off. And you gotta go listen to, what's his name, one of those real whacktoids, Alan, I don't know. Anyhow, you know, one of the really far-right people. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Like I said, I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, and you're not, I know that there are people we are kind of playing tonight with Facebook, doing live on Facebook to see how that's working out. If you don't want to, if you don't have a Facebook page, hey, you know, there are some still people out there that don't have Facebook pages. And I don't want to, you know, yeah, and they have electricity and everything. They just don't want to be on Facebook. I know people that don't want to be there. My dad's one of them. He doesn't want to be on Facebook, and I don't blame him. So anyway, but if you don't want to, you know, get involved in that, but you still want to be able to watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in some live conversation, head over to the website, therealside.com. There's a live chat room there. You can watch live there as well. You can get involved. Smarter people than I are in the chat room. I say that all the time, and they go like, you know, what are you talking about? It's true. You are smarter than I am. I mean, seriously, I'm the one who's stuck behind a mic for 3 hours, and you're not. So anyhow, our buddy Michael Housem, who's on with us usually on Thursday nights, sent me over a piece tonight that he wrote. You can find it on The Opinion. On IJR, all right, the opinion section of IJR, that's IJR.com. And he wrote a piece called Black Lives Matter, and activists need to stop using the deceitful and misleading statistics. See, it's not just me. And again, if the statistics bared it out, showed it to be true, then we'd be all over the place on this with you. We would be pushing this with you. We would be, I don't want to say working against the police, but working to help to get them in line. So when you hop on to, again, you hop onto my website, check us out, check some of the stories out, some of the people that write for us. You're going to see in the comments I say that there are smarter people than I out there is a true statement. But mostly what I'm getting at is the fact that the the fact God, I got totally thrown off. No, it's me. We put up the numbers for these things. We talk about these issues on a regular basis. So Michael wrote a piece. He said that his least favorite course in college, and the one in which he earned the lowest grade, was statistics. I'm with him. I didn't go to college. Yeah, my white privilege wouldn't allow me to go to college. I had to go to work. Anyway, that's a story for another day. So the fact that he said his social media feeds and his inboxes over the last week are filled with statistical analysis and data has got his head exploding. He's cringing over these numbers because he doesn't want to look at them. He doesn't really want to do them. Now, most of them have been in the context of Baton Rouge, where Alton Sterling was killed. You know, that's the other thing, too. These are not these victims, if you would, are not without. Until the investigations are close to done, well, let's not say they were innocent, because it's not a true statement. Right? I don't remember which one was the one that they're being pulled over. Was it Philandro or Alton? Do you remember?
Philandro.
So they said he was being pulled over for taillight. But when you dig a little further, that's not what he was being pulled over for. He was being pulled over because he met the description of someone who just committed a robbery or just committed a crime. That's what he was being pulled over for. Now, bad luck? Okay. I mean, I could be pulled over for, maybe they could mistake me. What am I supposed to do? It wasn't me. I'm supposed to fight these guys with guns. They could have just been an armed robbery. Why is it that we've become a culture now where the cops are always wrong? We're going to fight them around every corner. We're going to give them a hard time when they show up to the door. Why don't you just shut up, do what you're told to do 100%, and then when it's all over, if they did something wrong, that's what the courts are for. You can't spend that money you could sue them for when you're dead. So anyhow, where was I? Now, as per usual, every comment, conclusion, number, and supposition, according to Michael, neatly falls to one side or the other side of the political divide. It's really funny when it comes to any of these issues. I don't care if it's abortion, immigration, any of that stuff. It's interesting how it falls exactly as the partisan numbers falls. Okay? Now, the president was flat out dishonest in his approach to statistical numbers. When he spoke on Thursday morning from Poland prior to the shooting in Dallas, he gave these statistics in reference to two shootings. He said last year African Americans were shot by police at more than twice the rate of whites. Not a true statement. Not even that it's not a true statement. It's a lie. Off of his FBI numbers. It's just a lie. Let's not give him the benefit. Look, he's been there 8 years. He doesn't get the benefit of the doubt anymore. He knows what he's doing. Okay? So then he goes on to say, or the president goes on to say, in the Facebook post, I guess somebody put up a Facebook post for the president or one went up at the White House that was supposedly a little clearer, kind of walked it back a tad. And we'll have to do that later on. Andrew Nelson is going to join me next. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go very far because we are coming back. We are. No, really.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Line. Always a line? GCN Live. Two different letters, I know. They look the same, though, on a small screen. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. And the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, check us out up on Facebook tonight. We're broadcasting for the first time live on Facebook, but it's not the first time broadcasting. We're like horse manure on a ranch. We're all over the place. You can find us just about anywhere online. If you head over to therealside.com, you can find us there. Then head over to Facebook, blah, 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 blah. You know the drill. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. I've got Andrea Nelson on with me. We have her on, I think, about every Monday. But, you know, Monday's like one of the holiday. All the holidays seem to fall on Monday, so we haven't had her on in a little bit here. And, Andrea, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So you're walking back into this right in the middle of the hornet's nest, right? You like that?
Yeah.
I know you like things kind of soft and squishy, but guess what? Oh, God bless it. Well, let me ask you. I mean, just from an overview, if you look at what's going on, you look at the protests, and I have no problem with people protesting. I've already had people come after me because of something I said, but, you know, protesting and rioting are two different things. Okay, let's start off there. You know, shutting down freeways, all you do is take people away from the real cause, the real, cause of what's going down. That's what I think. Anyway, you get people teed off, you're tying them up in traffic. They're not thinking about what you're protesting about. All they're thinking about is they're going to get to work late or they're going to get home late. But
yes, I think it's a very fine line between a protest and a riot these days, especially when, you know, we're so emotionally charged. This issue is people are incredibly emotionally charged by it. So that we can what starts as a protest seems to be ending. You know, it easily moves into the riot category of rioting. Certainly snipers killing cops is beyond, you know, I mean, it's just, I can't even comprehend it. It makes me so upset.
Yeah, and nobody's saying that they shouldn't be allowed to riot. That's not what's being, talked about here.
No, I don't think they should be allowed to riot. I don't think anybody should be allowed to riot.
I'm sorry.
I think they should be allowed to protest, but not riot. You know, if our safety is on the line, then that's not okay.
Yeah,
what you meant.
That's what I meant, okay? I'm too much coffee. So, yeah, they should be allowed to protest. I'm good with that. It was funny because I made a comment. What was it? I saw something where they're going to do a naked protest at the Republican National Convention. And I made a comment on it. I said, really? What does the naked get you? I get the protest. You're right. You don't like what they stand for. Get all of that. All right. So do your thing. Hold your signs. Do your picketing. Whatever it is that you do. What does the naked do? And here's the other thing that bothers me about this. It's illegal to be naked in public in Cincinnati. Why aren't they? I would tell them, like the police chiefs now are doing all across the country, going, look it. You can protest. You break the law, you're going to get arrested. Real simple. We're not going to give you any sympathy. I think the same thing should go in here. I think they should get these big tractor trailers and shuffle them into the tractor trailers, naked and all, if they break the law.
Well, they're guaranteed to make the 7 o'clock news if they're naked protesting. I mean, come on.
They're all going to look blurred. What are you talking about?
Come on. I mean, you know as well as I that protest, they'll do anything they can to get attention. As long as they're on the news, as long as somebody's writing about them, as long as, you know, that they hit Facebook viral, I mean, then they've succeeded. And so if you have to take your clothes off to get someone to pay attention, then that's what protesters will do. And between that, it's completely not surprising. And you know what? Maybe.
Yeah. Go ahead. Justify this one. Seriously. Oh, God.
It makes people pay attention, and that's the point. That's what they're trying to do is get people to pay attention to what they're saying. And if they have to get people to pay attention by, you know, going nude, then I can see it.
I am so not there. I mean, my attitude is, look, it's, again, you get more across when you don't break the law and you don't make other people nuts doing it. You know, I'm more than willing to sit there and listen to what you have to say if you're not screwing up my home drive time.
The civil rights movement, same thing. It's peaceful protesting, but they were breaking the law. I mean, those sit-ins were technically breaking the law. So, yeah, you could say the same thing. Then they were herded off to jail as well. And they were not abiding by the law, but it was a peaceful protest. In the same way, I think that's the idea here. Okay. Now, I know you're not going to be joining them anytime soon.
No, listen, if the cops want to clear the place, right, all they have to do is ask me to come out, and I'll go naked, and I guarantee within about 7 minutes, there won't be anybody left there. Okay? I mean,
but
seriously.
But you have to admit, though, Joe, I totally get that. I appreciate that. But you have to admit that you understand why they're doing it. I mean, can you see from their side why?
No,
you
know, actually, I don't. I look at things. I don't look at things like you do. I look at things like this, and I say, if I want somebody to take me seriously, you know, not on the news and all this other happy stuff, but if I want somebody to take me seriously, then I'm going to go out there and do a serious protest. I'm going to put something together that I can share or that I could tell other people to come out to help us, you know, help us get our cause out there and what have you. But being naked, you know what it's going to be about? It's going to be about naked protesters. That's it. Not about what they're looking for. Not about what the point they're trying to get across. It's simply going to be about naked protesters. That's it.
No, you know what? I think there was a time when I would have agreed with you on that, and I don't anymore. I mean, I even sit and I watched the evening television. I watch TV shows.
Yes.
All about this reality.
This is a reality show. This is all this is another reality show, is it?
So I think some people are getting numb to that whole aspect of it. It does get people's attention, but I don't think people, you know.
Well, let me ask you. You think? Okay, so do you think the people are getting numb to this now? To all these violent protests, as opposed to.
No, I don't mean the violent protests. I do think that it's affecting our country, and I think that's good. I think it's shaking us up. I think that, you know, Facebook and social media, the way that some of these disturbing images and you know, the just the raw emotion is traveling virally. There's two sides to it. I can see that on the one side, it's making us human. It's making us actually, it's affecting people. It's actually, people are putting out their concerns and their raw feelings on Facebook in a way that's like, look, we're free for our country. This is, where are we living? Like, what are we doing to one another? And I think there's a human side of it that I can see. On the other side, I think for some, you could argue that, you know, we're numb by some of the violence, but I'm going to choose, and you know, I'm an optimist at the end of the day. I'm going to choose to sigh, err on that. Really, it's shaking us up as a country enough for us to step back and say, you know, well, what are we doing? What are we doing to one another? And I'm hoping on this side that maybe that's more the reality, but.
Well, we'll see. Listen, we've got to go for a quick break because that's the reality. You've got to pay for the show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Hey, you've missed a health care deadline. You don't have any kind of health care. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty Health Share have the answer. Now, Liberty Health Share offers an affordable health care option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty Health Share gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty Health Share plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime.
We are back.
Whether you're stopping your home.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and on Facebook tonight. I think it's the first time that we're actually broadcasting on Facebook Live. But you can find us other places, too. You can find us on Tiki Live. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Ustream. I mean, there's a bunch of... And we're always live on the website. So if you head over to the website, you'll find us there as well. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, being involved, being engaged. If you head up to the website, there's a lot of chat room going on up there, and there are smarter people than I in that chat room, but I do appreciate the time you spend with me. All right, Andrea Nelson joins me, as she does from time to time here on The Real Side. She's from the Clover Agency, and frankly, she helps me work through all the pop culture crazies that I have absolutely no clue about. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host, and thanks for being with me, Andrea.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's get back to what, you know, the protesting. I'm not into the violent protesting. There's no way in my mind that you can justify a violent protest. It takes everything away from, you know, what you're fighting for. So that's my personal opinion. So one of the stories you said was about Black Lives Matter's kills cops in Fort Worth. So says the police. God, let me try that again from the beginning. How's that? The Fort Worth, wow, Police Officers Association called Black Lives Matters an organization that chooses to murder American law enforcement officers over the weekend. Now, the police group, which represents more than 1,500 police officers and officials serving Dallas's largest neighborhood, later deleted the language from its Facebook post, but not before thousands read and shared the message. So let me read the message that they wrote, the original one they wrote. It's a sad state of affairs in our nation when Pandora, a worldwide company, chooses division over unity. In a recent police use of force incidents in Louisiana and Minnesota, many have rushed to judgment of the officers' actions without truly knowing the facts, as with the case is in our nation, the facts that will be gathered through an investigation and due process and shall be afforded to those involved. He says, we urge law enforcement supporters around the world to delete the Pandora Radio app from their devices. Pandora Radio openly supports an organization that chooses to murder American law enforcement officers. We should stand together in unity in difficult times like this in our nation. May God bless our first responders and those who support them. I'm going to say to you, the social media has gotten out of hand everywhere. That, you know, we've got a place. I don't have to look you in the face. I can live 3,000 miles away, and I can cause all kinds of aggravation for you. Just, you know, people tend to believe all the negatives that go up there before they believe the positives. And in this case, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and even Pandora should be very careful as to who they get behind and who they allow to do certain things on their systems, if you would.
Well, I look at it differently.
But
surprise!
There's a shock.
I think Black Lives Matter, I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say the original intent, I don't think was bad. I don't think it, I think it really was in the best interest of African-American people and in support of them and protection of them. And I don't disagree with that. I think that over the course of the last 3 years, this issue is clearly, it's an emotionally charged issue, and additional, you know, and murders of, you know, new Black people just charges that adds fuel to the fire, and people just get madder. But, and now it becomes, it's clearly a divisive issue. It's dividing two races against each other again. And it's sad. That's sad. And I would argue that Fort Worth Police Officers Association had absolutely should never have written that second paragraph of that post. They could have stopped by saying, you know, don't rush to judgment, and made their point there. But they continue by actually calling Pandora out by saying they support an organization that chooses to murder American law enforcement officers.
What if they wrote?
I'm fairly sure that the leaders of Black Lives Matter would not stand up and say, remember, one man chose to shoot those officers in Dallas. Black Lives Matter would not stand up and say, we are an organization that stands behind the shooting and murder.
Really? You're sure of that?
Yes.
You're sure of that? You're positive?
Listen.
You bet a very expensive lunch on it?
Joe.
What?
They deleted the post, and they should have. That they should never have written it in the first place. Don't call out Pandora for saying they support an organization that proposes to murder.
What about the BLM protests around the country over the last couple of years?
They look like foolish. They look foolish for even saying that. To go out on a limb by saying that and accusing Pandora, a media outlet, that's completely out of line. They should never have done it. They look like fools for doing it, and they deleted the post, which they should never have written in the first place.
But you say that, but there are live, unedited clips all over the place on that interweb thing that all you young people love so much. And these Black Lives Matter groups that are protesting all over the place, some of them have called for the shooting and the running over of cops, okay, with the one that went, a couple of miles in a chant, pigs in a blanket, about killing the cops. So yes, they have openly chanted that.
Black Lives Matter was organized by one woman. What's her name? The woman who started it 3 years ago. Let's call her up. Let's ask her. Did you create this organization because you just wanted to shoot white people? Is that what this was about? I mean, Joe.
So it's been taken over. No. Let's go down this line. So it's been taken over by a group of people. Why isn't she in the founders, if that's the truth? All right, and I'm not saying that's why she founded it. But if she really cares about this, and she really see value behind this, why isn't she out there screaming, whoa, we didn't start this for this reason. This is not us. We are not calling for the killing of cops. I'm looking right now on that interweb thing, and I can't find that anywhere. That's what I would be doing.
I do think you see a lot of supporters of Black Lives Matter saying that. I do.
Where are the founders?
I don't know. I don't know why she's quiet on it. She should be. In my opinion, I agree with you. I think she should be standing up and making a case against it. But I certainly do not think that was the intent of where.
Oh, no.
3 years ago, absolutely is not where we are now.
I'm not suggesting.
And that has to do with a lot of emotion and of course, events that have taken place that have just added fuel to the fire, to people's raw emotion. And it's an issue that this country has not gotten over. As much as many people like to believe that that's a thing of the past, it isn't. It's not.
What racism?
Absolutely. Yes. It hurts people. It's emotionally a charged issue, which is obvious.
You think that this country is as racist as it was 30 years ago?
No, that's not what I said.
It's still an issue.
The issue is a sensitive one, and it's no less sensitive to some people now than it was 40 years ago. And so we have to be careful that, and sometimes I think there has been an attitude of like sweep it under the rug, like, let's over, let's move on. And listen, I've been guilty of it, and I'm one to want to move on because I certainly don't look at color. I have friends.
Well, you know, that makes you a racist right there, according to them now.
Well, maybe
if
I guess.
You don't, but they keep changing the goalpost.
Listen. It's a sensitive issue. That's my point.
Yeah.
You know, if what I just said hurts somebody, then clearly we have to have an open discussion about it. We're not past it. Like, we haven't gotten over it. And as a country, we need to figure out, when you have millions of people, all with different values, faith values, some with and some without, different backgrounds and cultural, with this, you know, cultural mix and melting pot of so many different kinds of people from different places. I don't even know how you have that conversation.
Well, we were working towards it.
More divisive than we are now.
Okay. We were working towards it. I had black people on all last week. And I say black people because, again, they'll even say to me, I'm not from Africa. Don't call me an African American. Okay. My family wasn't from Africa. They were from Belize. So, I had black people on all last week. We talked about some of the issues. As a matter of fact, Keira Davis, if you don't know who she is, look her up online. So that's one of the things that her and I talked about is we can't have raw, open conversations because people want to start yelling. The people on the far left and the far right just start yelling at each other. And many of us that are closer to the middle when it comes to wanting, you know me, I'll talk about anything. I don't care what it is, as long as you're being honest with me and we can have an open conversation. We've not been able to do that because there's an underlying tone, all this political correctness crap that there's certain things you can't say and you can't approach and you can't talk about. That's what's killing us. You can address that when we come back from the break. I'm Joe Mastini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, that's Stevie Wonder, for those of you too young to know. But it was great. I saw a clip of his. Andrea probably already saw this, but I saw a clip of his on the other day where he gets in the car. He gets to the driver's side of the car, and somebody else gets in the car next to him. And he's in the passenger side. He's going, wait a minute, I'm not really comfortable with this. And Stevie goes, well, I got my license. And they're going back and forth for a few minutes. And I'm thinking to myself, I would imagine if somebody would get in the car with him and just go, no, I'm out. I'm done. Anyway, Andrea Nelson joins me, as she does from time to time. Always appreciate your time with me, Andrea, with the Clover Agency. Tries to help me understand all this pop culture stuff that's going on around here. And, Andrea, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So what I've been doing this week, and I know, you know, and as you can imagine, I'm getting some, we'll just say a bit of unhappy mail. All right. I won't even go hate mail. I'll just say unhappy emails. And so last week I had a whole bunch of, black guests on, and we talked about what's going on in their neighborhoods and what's driving some of this and that and the other thing. And then tonight, for the first hour, I played clips because whenever I talk about women's issues, as you can imagine, I have a culprit of people, a group of people that will send me emails going, you know, you don't have a uterus, so you don't have any right to talk about women's issues, right? When I talk about black issues, I always get the emails that say, hey, you can't talk about black issues because you're not black. I mean, apparently, the only thing I can talk about is 57-year-old, white, male, gray-haired, Italian-based issues, if I do what they tell me to do. So I start bringing in black people. And in the first hour tonight, too, I played three separate clips from people who said, look, you're looking in the wrong place for the issues. The issues aren't the cops are shooting. What is going on in our neighborhoods? What are we allowing? What are we allowing our people to do to each other? And so I'm waiting. I'll send you some of the copies of the emails I get tomorrow. You'll get a kick out of that, I'm sure. But when I look at what some of the young people are posting, it's interesting to see that the thought process of the young is right away, it's the police, it's the establishment, it's the, you know.
Because, Joe, that's what they hear in the media. That's what the stories are. And so young people are going to be influenced by the story and not necessarily think about what the underlying issue is or how did this happen, how did we get here. You know, some of us who've been around a little longer have a bit more of a perspective.
That was good. It's good how you did that, yeah.
Bit more of a perspective on it, but if you're a young person growing up in America and these are the messages you're hearing on the media and this is what you see when you open Facebook and Instagram, you know, angry people who are angry at the police, you're going to get behind that. It's upsetting, but there's a whole lot more to the story. You're right. How did we get here? Well, we were saying in the break, I was saying, making the point that we can't have the conversation. And you go, If we claim political correctness and we hide behind that for so many years and so long, that's the elephant in the room that grows bigger and bigger and bigger, and we can't bring ourselves to have the conversation we need to have. And as a country, at some point, it's going to break. At some point, the elephant is, you can't, it's going to be stepping on everyone. You can't get away from it. It's going to be destructive. And that's where we're at, sadly.
No, I agree with you that that's where we're at. I mean, it's just disgusting to think that again, we can't sit down and talk things through. You know, I was just joking with somebody about this 2 weeks ago, how when we sit down with people, I don't care who it is. You know, if I'm sitting down, I didn't know much about the Mormon belief system until I sat down with a guy that I know that's what would be considered, I guess, a devout Mormon. And I just looked up, I said, all I know is you're called Mormons. Tell me what you believe. Tell me, you know. And he kind of giggled and laughed, and he said nobody's really ever asked him like that before. You know, they would say things like, you're a Mormon, okay, that's nice, and that would be the end of it, because they were embarrassed or afraid to say anything. And so this goes on with me all the time. How do we know how people understand or feel? I have Muslim friends I've done the same thing with. Tell me, do you guys really believe this? Do you guys really believe that? And until we can do that with each other, we're bound to keep going through this cycle, are we not?
Well, do you think that's what we need to do? Is it just that? Is it asking the question of, like, what do you believe?
But think about something. Yes. Because we base our, when we push back on somebody, when we say something about another group, I don't care if it's religious or skin color or whatever, it's because what we perceive what they believe. It's not because we know what they believe. It's because of what we perceive.
Perhaps, but people are going to be different. That they are different. You know, there's groups of people that don't believe the way that I believe. They're always going to be different from me. And so I also think that there's an element of teaching our children that, you know, it's being different is okay. And how do you come to a compromise, or how do you grow to appreciate someone else's differences even though they're different than you are? So I think, although I somewhat agree with you, I think the conversation needs to continue from there, especially with our young people, to get them to understand that, you know, having friends that have a different belief system, or maybe they have a different type of family. Maybe they're from a blended family, or, you know, and you're not. Understanding where they're coming from can help to appreciate their differences and get past that, because that's what we as a country don't know how to do.
Andrea, I grew up, a ghetto. My mother tried to get me out of the city and brought me to a nicer area. We weren't well received, I got to tell you. All right, and I had a gym teacher that had some words that I still can't use on the radio today for Italians. And, you sit there. One of the things my uncle always told me, my Uncle Eddie, and he doesn't listen to the show, but I'll bring up his name anyway. He also said, you know what? They're stupid people. And the only thing you do by doing something violent with them or to them, because, I was tightly wound back then, too. But the only trouble, you're going to end up in jail, not them. You're going to end up in trouble, not them. So what are we teaching our young people? What are we, again, you keep it bottled up. You don't. How would you like it if your husband never told you what bothered you, what bothered him about you, or he was perceiving that you were thinking something about him and the way something should be, and you just never communicated about it?
I mean, I think it's a good point. I think conflict like that is a fact of life, right? I mean, you can't escape conflict, and we live in a broken world, so that that happens. It's about getting past the conflict. It's showing your kids that you can work past a fight. It's, that there's resolution after conflict, and that's what we have to somehow get to as a country, that is going to be very difficult when melting pot of that we call America.
If you get a chance, there's a post that I put up on my personal Facebook page. And I try to stay away from politics on my personal page. But this one was great because this was a protest in Houston, I think it was, or Dallas. I'd have to go look at it. And so there was a group of people out there, and they were from different places. It was the Black Lives Matter people. It was people that were pro-police kind of thing. And you know what happened? They crossed the street, and they got along with each other. They talked. They talked about the issues, all right? And they even brought in one of the cops that was there to protect them, and they all just started talking. And before they were done, they were standing there in a circle. They were praying for each other. They were praying for peace of the community. Can I say prayer? Can I say prayer on the radio now? It's a microaggression. Okay, well, too bad. Be microaggressed. So they were praying for each other, and it ended up in a very nice scenario, which is perfect. It's exactly how it's supposed to happen, is it not?
It is. Anyway, hopefully we can all get there. Right now it feels like we're really far away from that, but I do pray that we can get there.
I hear you. I hear what you're saying. I see things just a tad differently than you. Is it the Dallas chief of police and a few others across the country that have just said point blank, you block traffic, you're going to jail. It's illegal. It's against the law. You want to protest? We're good with that. But you're going to protest in a legal fashion. So, again, I just want to go back to, I know emotions are running high, but when you get out of control, it doesn't help. It doesn't help at all.
Well, let's hope that they're only just taking their clothes off and not pulling out guns. I mean, let's put it in perspective.
I'm almost afraid to say it this way, but I don't know where the heck they'd hide a gun. But I'm sure people have gotten very creative over the years. How's that? See how I cleaned that up really quick?
Wow.
We got less than a minute and a half. Are your kids, real quick, are your kids asking you any questions about what's going down?
No.
Really? So they don't really kind of know what's happening, right?
I don't. There was a news report that I was watching the news. This is about a week ago. It was before, the Dallas shooting, though. And there was a news a pretty provocative news story that my son caught a glimpse of as I was, he came into the room as I had it on, and he really asked me, can we please turn that off? At first he kind of was misbehaving or, acting a little silly to distract me from the show, and then finally he said, can you just watch something else? I just can't watch it. It's too hard to watch. And just the fact that it was in the room, and it was like he was hearing it was too much. So, I think that, too, and that goes back to the point where maybe in some level we're a little almost.
Okay, lady, we're there. We're up against it. Tell people real quick where they can find you.
Find me on my website, theCloverAgency.com, or on Twitter. Andrea NDLC is my Twitter handle. Thanks for having me.
Perfect. No, well, thanks for being on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat. Remember, we're back tomorrow. We are here all week. Hopefully you will be too.